Welcome to the Gunnersville Grassroots Podcast. Today is, I don't even know what day is it. Today is it's May. Third. It's May. It's a stinking cold outside.
May 3rd.
May 3rd. Today is May 3rd of 2023. That is not Trey's voice that you hear over there. wait, let me start over. Welcome to the Bass and Big G Gunnersville Grassroots Podcast presented by Frog Talks. Frog Talks.
So, there you go.
And you know what? I'm real glad I didn't have to put them on for several days.
Absolutely.
They're great rain suits. Sick of using them.
I've worn mine probably more than dress clothes this year.
So back to that. That's not Trey sitting over here. Trey's still, I think he's in Virginia right now.
Northern Lugs. Open, isn't it?
But it's all, you got to fish all nine of them this year to even qualify. So it's, I forget what they call an EQ, but something. He's up north. There is a slim chance he'll be back in the next week or two and actually, you know, come see us. But my good buddy Tom Ott, who was on here with us last year, agreed to come sit in with us for a minute. Today we're going to have the winners from the casting and catching tournament this past weekend, who absolutely kicked everybody's butt.
Boy, did they win. I mean,
30 pounds, 11 ounces. That was only a 6-pound margin between first and second.
When we came in to weigh in, I heard 30-11 and swore up and down it was 20-11. But what a job.
Don't wow. You wish. Y'all had 20-11, didn't you?
Yeah.
So
sure did.
Had a good day. So, I did bring somebody else in here that knows how to catch a fish.
A little fortuitous there, I guess.
It's good to have you with us here, Tom.
Appreciate it.
Tom's got more knowledge of the lake than most. It's because he's old.
And less than some. Yeah, because
he's old.
Right. That's for sure.
So J.D. Whited and Kevin Nicodemus, who I do not directly know. I have talked to them before. He reminded me where we had met. We're gracious enough. They're going to let us call them and see. Before we get to that, we'll talk just a minute. Tom, y'all had a good day.
Absolutely.
Caught them mostly edge of spawn, pre-spawn, end spawn.
You know, we towards the end of the day, it seemed like the bite really picked up, and we caught some pre-spawn fish,
really?
And which kind of surprised me. But even one of our larger fish was pre-spawn. It came a little bit deeper. It wasn't, it wasn't particularly a ledge, but it was in a deeper hole. So
right.
But those were few and far between for sure. But I guess we ended the day with 50 or 60 fish,
which is way. I had 25 to 30 fish day and thought it was good.
Absolutely. Generally, I would say the same thing. But my partner had been pretty dialed in there for the last couple of weeks after the ABA 150. So it wasn't, I kind of just went along for the ride.
It's all right. You got to catch fish.
Absolutely. And I netted a few.
And you netted a few. It seems to me you can catch them doing about anything.
Right now, yeah.
Like
absolutely.
You said, the offshore bite is scattered. There's just not much. The water's 64 degrees on Saturday.
It's a great time to take a kid or somebody that, a novice, somebody just wants to go fishing. Right now, put a spinner rod in their hand and you're going to catch fish.
Put a dinger on it and go to fishing.
Absolutely. And tell them not to move it.
Yeah, right. Throw it out there. As soon as you think about moving it, wait another minute.
Yeah, talk.
It's terrible. I hate it. It's frustrating. It works, but I hate it. So I agree. We caught them on various soft plastics, and that's really about it. I caught a few on swimbait. And even had a few shad follow. There's a shad spawn real close. If it'll ever quit being cold at night, which is in theory is fixing to happen.
I know I never saw that at all, but I did have a few fish on an underspin swimbait, but
yeah, well, same.
Nothing. Yeah, nothing.
But
really.
I had a few shad following it back, and I saw a few groups of shad on the live scope swimming around in 8 or 9 foot of water in that area.
Mm.
Of course, the floating grass was so damn bad you couldn't hardly throw a swim.
You going to share those digits with everybody today?
Yeah. No. it won't matter. It'll be different the next time. It'll be different the next time you go anyway. So. Tell you what, let's see if we can get Mr. Whited and Mr. Nicodemus on here and let them tell us how to catch 30 pounds.
Right. Absolutely. I'm excited.
We have got Mr. J.D. Whited and Kevin Nicodemus on here. Those guys absolutely spanked everybody's butt this past Saturday.
Sticks.
6 pounds by 6 pounds. And if we're lucky, they're going to tell us a little bit about how it happened and what they did. Now, it'll be a week from, you know, it's been almost a week and things will change, but at least we get to hear about how it did happen. So JD or Kevin, just first off, congrats. Fantastic day to top 240-ish anglers.
Yeah, what a day.
Give us a little heads up on how things started, and how your day went, and we're going to listen.
Yeah, so first of all, appreciate you guys having us on. And, you know, it was just one of those days that neither one of us will ever forget. We were very blessed and fortunate. I think we had six bites over 4 pounds that day, and we landed the biggest five. So anytime that happens, wow, you're having a good day. We actually started on a stretch of eelgrass, offshore eelgrass, and I had been catching some fish there on a jerkbait and a chatterbait and a little crankbait. And we started, and there was probably a boat a few hundred yards up from us. And when we pull in, I don't know what their boat number was, but obviously it was before ours. We pull in, and those guys are netting fish. And within the first, I don't know, 5-10 minutes, we started catching fish. And I caught one of the, you know, bigger fish we had. I think it was the third biggest fish we had. Early that morning, it was probably around a 6-pounder.
Wow. We,
the third big.
Yeah. Yeah. Kevin, we ended up leaving there with a limit, but it didn't really pan out like I thought it was going to. I'd caught some good fish Tuesday. I was able to get up there and fish, and I'd caught some good fish down through there Tuesday. But the other boat, we were kind of rubbing rails there for a little while. We were kind of just trolling around each other and continued to fish the stretch. But I think they ended up having a pretty good bag, but that ended up not being how, you know, we caught all of our bag. Kevin, he had went up earlier in the week too, and he was checking deep and kind of idling out offshore and seeing if any fish were starting to show up out there, and he found some. And I'll let you, he can tell you a little bit about what he found and what he saw.
Well, could I ask a quick question on that morning bite?
Yeah.
Do you, you know, I know that fog kind of rolled in. We were middle of the pack or late in the pack, I guess, but that fog rolled in, and that was kind of a little hairy. But do you think that you know, just staying, and maybe you were in a clearer area, I don't know, but that low light helped a little bit your bite, or had it just been strong regardless at that area?
No, that definitely helped it, because once the sun ended up getting up, you know, I think that fog ended up burning off and lifting around 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. We were done there. Like, our bite shut down. And that's when we started to make some moves and kind of bounce around and run around and see what we could get in on and see where there wasn't eelgrass blown in on top of it and all that stuff.
Yeah, right.
Was it a shad spawn type deal?
I believe there was a little bit of a shad spawn going on in there. Yeah.
I know they've been close. It's, you know, the water temp just keeps getting warm and then gets cold again. So anyway, sorry, back to your next step there.
Yeah. I was thinking about that earlier. If they'd have held us up in that fog when it rolled in, I really don't think we would have caught those two biggest fish that we weighed in.
Really?
Because it put us, yeah, because, I mean, those were early, like, you know, right within 30 minutes, we caught those two big fish. And if they'd have held us up, I don't think we would have caught those. So, I mean, it just, everything lined up just right. I mean, no mistakes.
That's,
and then, you know,
those are special days for
that's,
sure.
That's
right
what
there.
It takes to win a 240 yeah, boat tournament.
You're exactly right.
And then, you know, we had that mid boat number 151. We caught that last big kicker fish at like 2 o'clock. So if we'd have had an early boat number, might not have caught that big kicker fish.
The 811, was it 811? Is that right?
Was it eight?
Eight, yeah. Something. It was big.
We caught that one earlier, but then we caught our last cold fish that was probably around 7 pounds.
God,
you probably could have won without it, but
yeah, well, I'm sure, yeah.
But still, yeah,
unless you had to kill out a 5-pounder with it, I think you'd have probably.
So you started off on some grass, and then you moved out. You said you had found a group of offshore fish.
Yeah, I spent a whole day, because, you know, we had that spawn earlier in the year, and I just like me, I always try to make something happen that ain't there. I'm always looking.
I've been doing it for 3 weeks. Except I didn't find
them. I'm like, they're going out deep. I know they're going out deep. I'm going to find them. I spent all day idling. And I was looking up, you know, mid-range in that, you know, 12 to 14 foot. Wasn't really seeing anything. And I was catching a lot of small ones in like that 8 to 10 foot range.
Sure.
And I was like, well, all the big ones, they either got to be up on the bank or they got to be out deep. Well, so I just happened to idle over a real deep point and I saw a bunch of white bass. And you know, if you see white bass this time of year, you need to throw on them. And so I threw on them and I caught a white bass. And here come about a 4 or 5 pound large head coming up trying to take the bait out of its mouth. So I was like, okay, they're here. So I just backed off and left that spot alone.
That's a good feeling right there.
That is a good feeling. If there's something's trying to eat what you're catching.
Yeah.
And I kept looking at it and looking at it. And I was up there Friday when they had that big college tournament. And nobody ever got on it. And I was like, bite slowed down out there where we were catching our limit. And I was like, come on, JD, let's run down here and see if we can catch some. And sure enough, got a couple 4 and 5 pounders.
Right. Yeah.
Good decision for sure. For sure. Do you, I kind of felt like, you know, there weren't a lot out there deep, but they were, you know, I was kind of worried about the college fellas coming in and sitting on every deep hole there was and working them over pretty good. But, did those fish, generally when they get there, they like to eat pretty good. Did you have any trouble getting them to turn on, or was it just Katie bar the door and let's roll?
I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of them. You know how it is this time of year. So,
yeah, we were looking to catch one or two.
That's the same thing.
A spot, yeah. You know, so.
And I think we ended up maybe, I think it was like 3, maybe 4 we caught deep. And they just happened to be the right ones. And, you know, when they get out there early like this, they like to eat. So
sure.
We threw the big baits. We threw the 10XDs, the 8XDs. And they were still deep. I mean, I really couldn't have done it without active target.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I was targeting fish, but just seeing how far I could get my crankbait down there to hit some cover.
Ah.
That's how deep. Were.
So these things were way off. They weren't up in the, like you said, they were way off the edge. They weren't up on 10 or 12 foot. They were not up there in what we'd call the living room. They were in
right,
the bedroom.
Right.
No, they were, they were in like 25 foot range.
No kid.
Wow.
Yeah. But just randoms, not a bunch of them. So.
No, not a bunch of them. It was, there might've been, it's hard to tell when they're mixed up in those white bass, but
they were eating them.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. There were probably maybe 10 or 15.
Right.
I'm getting.
Did you catch that biggest fish deep, or was it a grass fish?
That was a grass fish. That was our second fish.
Okay. You caught it on the morning start. So yeah, it's always a good day. My first fish was a 6 pounder, but that was the only big fish I had that day. So, that was my second fish, but it was still early. And I went, well, that's a good start.
Well, I think we caught 2 spots early and they went back.
I told the gentleman fishing with me, I said, you know, we only need 4 more of these and we might win and we might not would have. but I didn't have any more of them. So did y'all have a hard time keeping them alive or did they stay pretty healthy? I know those deep post spawners are kind of grumpy sometimes.
Oh, we had no problem keeping them alive throughout the day. You know, the thing about it was, I know at 12:30 we still had a 312 and a 214 in the live well, and we were able to cull both of those out in that last, you know, couple of hours. I caught what ended up being our smallest fish, which I was glad to have at the time. It was a 4.4, and we caught out the 214. And like he said earlier, he ended up catching that last big one somewhere between 1:30 and 2:00, and we called out the the 312. So, and it was one of those, like, had the back hook only, and you know how clear that water is, right? Mm. When you see it, it was down there shaking. I was
he's
like,
a little puckered up.
Get over here. Please get over here to this net.
That'd make you nervous for sure. So did y'all sit on that same spot for just the rest of the day, pretty much?
Yeah, we did. We kind of rotated that one spot, and then we were back and forth. So the good thing about it was the stretch of eelgrass we were fishing was within sight of that also. So we were kind of just back and forth, and we could see if, you know, we could get on our grass spot. The other boat that started that that first thing that morning with it, they spent a lot of time in there, like, right on where I was wanting to be.
Right.
So they had found the same fish.
Sure. That's pretty common on Gunnersville. The fact that you had two holes that you could fish that weren't eat up with floating grass is pretty incredible
right now.
A little divine intervention there on your day. So,
no kidding.
And it stayed that way throughout the day. So, I mean, of course, you know, the weather changed a little. It really did.
It started getting a little overcast,
foggy, late hot, the day. Sunny, then the little overcast and breeze, and things picked up for us when that happened.
I was going to say, yeah, it seemed like there was a good little bite wind around maybe one, something like that. Did y'all notice a bite pick up for you guys, whether it be deeper or shallower?
Absolutely. Yeah, about the same time, 1 o'clock. It definitely picked up when those clouds rolled in and the wind. We had a little chop on the water, so.
Yeah, it really, it's interesting how that happens all over the lake, similar times.
It is interesting. And I had the same thing happen with my tagged fish. It's, you know, I've told you, and I don't know if y'all know this, I run the Bass Cash Bash deal. So we had the first 3 weeks, people caught them like crazy. And then when the fish kind of, you know, the weather was kind of the same, it's cool. But when it warmed up there for a stretch and a bunch of them hit the bank, it's like people quit catching my tags, but they were catching fish. Like, you could go catch 30 a day.
Right.
And people were catching the fool out of fish. And then about 2 weeks ago, somebody turned the switch back on. And those fish, that it's like groups of fish do certain things.
I wish they turned it on for me. I've caught a bunch of fish in the tag size range.
I've been about one a day for the last 5 or 6 days.
I've signed up the past 3 or 4 years, and I haven't seen one yet.
So. Well, whenever you decide you're not going to do it, guaranteed you'll catch one. So keep signing up.
I think I caught one the first year.
Yeah, that's typically my luck.
You caught one the first year, and then you caught a prior year.
A prior year the second year.
Oh, it was that last year? Or year?
2 years.
This is year number five.
I blanked out of it last year, and I guess the last 3 years then. No, there was a year. You're right. There's a year in between.
Yeah, there was a year in between. But
it's a neat deal anyway.
It's fun. So I have noticed some weird patterns with that, you know, because I tag those fish in January and February. And it's like when they start eating, it's like groups of fish eat at certain times.
Right.
Which is where I was going with that. And I can't explain it, and it's not very scientific. But
and they obviously travel a good bit.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So could you go catch 30 pounds again tomorrow? Do you think that was just
I felt good about, you know, catching a pretty good bag, you know, maybe 20 pounds, but for you to catch 30 pounds, everything just has to.
Oh, and particularly at the end of April.
It's one of those less fortunate days.
No, that's exactly.
That was, man, we were talking about, I think JD said, if you're going to get, if there's one that where everything's going to come together, that was the one you wanted it to all come together with.
Absolutely. There's not a better payout in first place on the lake.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, that's it. You know, that's the one you want to. That's the one you want to win.
You left a lot of fishermen with an open mouth. That's for sure.
I pulled up and somebody said 30 pounds. I said what? I
said you might as well just throw them back. Somebody got 30 pounds.
That's
I think I'm still in awe because the whole time we were fishing, I mean, we didn't ever put a scale on any of the big ones. We were just you know. Seeing the small one, we'd weigh it and try and cull it, and we're sitting there talking. We're like, "What do you think we got? We got 20 pounds. We got 22 pounds. We're probably somewhere around that 24 pound. No, I think we only got 22." and then we're sitting there and we're looking at them, and when we took them up to the scale and they said 30 pounds 11 ounces, I literally thought the scale was broke.
Yeah, I thought something was wrong with it.
Well,
wow. That was awesome. I wish I'd been there to see the fish when you weighed them. I didn't. I missed that part. I think you.
But your small fish was probably 5 pounds, wasn't it?
It was 4'4". 4'4".
Four, four.
So Yeah, so I knew when we got back to the ramp, we started bagging them up, and I took the clip off of that one, and I was like, "Is that one weighs 4.4?"
Started hitting you, didn't it?
At least six, yeah. I was like, "This is gonna be."
Yeah, that's mine and Tom's old buddy Tim. He used to say, some days that live well is real kind to you, and sometimes it's not. When you go to pulling them out, and you look at them, and you realize your small fish is big, you've had a good day. Yeah. So if you've got a clip on a four or something, you've had a pretty good day. You know. So,
absolutely.
Well, guys, I don't know how it can be much more clear. They told us everything you need to know. They caught most of them on a big plug. And
Well, all I can say is congratulations. Wow. Say hi to me next time you see me out there. You guys were beaming, so I mean, y'all had smiles on your faces. I don't
I'd
believe
still be smiling.
I don't believe anybody could have wiped that off Saturday for sure. But and I think your girls, your wives were smiling too a little bit.
Yeah, they were. We actually called them that morning, and we both got two sons. Or I got a son and daughter, and he's got two boys, and we were like, bring the kids up here. But it's a good time. That's a great tournament. And then they have the little area for the kids over there with the blow-ups and all. It was a good time.
That's
good
great.
Y'all are from Aniana, is that right?
We are.
Remind me where that is. I've been there.
It's down further down. Well, you're an Auburn guy.
Yeah, I've been through Aniana.
I know. You ought to know exactly
where
it's at.
I've driven right through. But how long does it take you to get up here? An hour?
About an hour, 45 minutes to an hour.
Yeah. But, I mean, do you consider Gunnersville your main lake? Is that where you fish mostly?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's hard to go anywhere else when you get used to coming
here.
Yeah,
it is. I try to go other places, and I'm like, no.
Why am I there? So, are y'all fishing this next weekend? There's that Salt Invitational. It's a ministry group out of Nashville. It's a pretty good tournament.
It looks like a great, good payout.
You know, y'all are playing on house money. You ought to fish every tournament.
Yeah, I think me and my brother are going to fish it. We talked about fishing it, so we'll have 8 pounds.
That's all right. So, hey, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Everyone that it was a fluke.
Everybody knows who you are. You'll get congratulated again.
Hey, they won $15,000. Exactly. They can afford to not win one.
You can do whatever you want.
But the lesson I learned long ago: if your rod gets hot like that, you just show up to everything just in case.
Yeah, you better keep going.
Ride it till it's over, y'all are pretty much set. Now, what do you think is going to happen here in about 2 weeks when the Bass Pro Tour rolls in? Because they ought to really be out by the time they get here.
Yeah, I think they're going to smash them. I think they're going to catch them, just big bags and big fish and a lot of fish. And I'm kind of looking forward to watching it.
Yeah, it's interesting to me. I was listening to Luke Duncan's podcast riding around yesterday, and he had Dustin Connell on there. Mm-hmm. And Dustin's take on that is that, number one, there's going to be a lot of ways to catch them because the brim will be spawning and this, that. But they don't have what we'd consider a normal tournament. They start about 8. They change the time.
Yeah, they have some weird.
They fish
start
like
times.
There's like 6 or 7 days of it. So, it's different than even a 1 or 2 day tournament because those fish get pressured a lot. Now, I don't know how many of the BPT guys there are. I don't. 80,
what is it? 80?
80 something. But they're going to. They're going to hammer them, but it's going to change. Like they, it could require kind of like you guys. I mean, y'all probably could have won it without your grass fish, but
I think you're going to have to do all of that.
I think you're going to have to do both. And they are doing I can't say. Let's guess how much it's going to take because the way they do it now, you've got what, 5.
Five
biggest,
rounds.
And then you qualify, and then you zero it, and but they're going to wreck them. I mean, short of a.
I think that last day is. Carryovers.
Yeah. Short of a 20 mile an hour southwest wind for 5 days, they're going to wreck them.
Gunnersville's just so unique in that you got 10 or 15 patterns happening at one time. You can go catch them doing, throwing a bobber and a minnow off a dock or, throwing a deep jig, yeah. It's just, there's so many different things happening. It's fishing really well right now. I think there's a lot of good fish in it, too.
And if you remember last year when the MLF, whatever it is now, was here, their pro, right. original mm-hmm. pro circuit was here, it almost got one on a dinger brim bed type bite. And And then, you know, he ended up winning. The other guy ended up winning it offshore.
Well, I believe this tournament here was won on a wacky rig dinger last year, wasn't it?
Probably.
I believe it was.
And it probably was. So, well, guys, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to come on and tell us a little bit about it. Congratulations again on a heck of a bag. And if you win this weekend, we may have to ask you a little more questions.
Don't count on it.
I feel you. No, I feel you. So,
JD, Kevin, again, congratulations. That's a heck of a win, man. Y'all soak it up, enjoy, and I'm sure we'll see you at the Winter's Circle again.
Yeah. All right. Thank y'all so much.
All right, yeah, gentlemen.
Thank y'all. We appreciate it, guys.
And I appreciate it.
Y'all be good.
Thanks to those guys for coming on.
Absolutely.
And I mean, they're pretty straightforward. Yeah, you know,
a lot of information there.
I mean, they fished eelgrass and then they didn't. I purposely, and Tom, you and I talked about this before, with the college tournament on Friday and the high school tournament on Saturday, which wasn't as big as I thought it was. I think they only had 75 to 100 boats. I was told it was going to be 200 plus, and I went, there's no way I'm going down the river. So I actually did the opposite. You know, I did. I mean, we ended up way up the river, which, you know, I don't really go that direction very often.
Right.
But I didn't want to fight the crowd. And the,
it was busy out there.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I mean, there was somebody you just kind of fit in where you got in.
Well, I think I've said this on here, and you know, I know I've said it to you, as much as I like ledge fishing, I do not like ledge tournaments anymore. It's just too easy for people to know how to do it, and
absolutely,
it's just too crowded, and it turns into, if you find some fish, you got to sit there all day, and that's just no fun for me. So I don't do it anymore. Yeah. So,
well, I mean, that's the thing, is just sitting in one spot for 4 or 5 hours.
It's not much.
You know, if you know you're fixing to catch another 6 or 7 pounder, it's
yeah,
one
I
thing.
Mean, you know, if he had 15 8 pounders located down there.
Yeah, but you know, yeah, great job to JD and
10XD, 8XD. That is a for sure deal early. When those big girls first get out, they like a big bait. If you can get them to hit it, I've not had any luck getting them to hit a plug yet. It's all been dragging for me.
Well, that was some real good information. You know, I know my partner's caught some on a deep diving plug. I've thrown it some. I have not gotten bit, but I have, you know, caught a few fish.
Well, we fished the Freedom. You know, everything we caught was kind of off a little bit, but we had to drag. We had to drag plastic.
And I think that fog delay could have oh, it 100%
did. I mean, but that old J, that V&M J Mag was the deal then. You know, that's what sure won that thing over here, the MLF.
Yeah,
last year,
Nick
the big
run.
One. The big one. I was throwing the junior that day, but that's a.
I like to wacky rig that thing too. I think you caught several keepers on that
in front of you,
right? Sure. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, yeah. But well, you've whooped my butt plenty of times with them, so. That's pretty much a wrap. We've already mentioned it coming up next weekend. 3 days from now, this 5th or 6th, I got it written down here, so I wouldn't forget. The 6th, Saturday the 6th, is the Salt Ministry Tournament. It's out of Goose Pond. $11,500 in guaranteed cash prizes. As of Monday, they had 20 boats pre-registered.
Whoa.
So, now, they'll get some more. Nobody likes sign up early, see what the weather's going to do. But, you know, they're guaranteeing $5,000 first place, $2,000 second place, $1,000 for third, and it goes on down a little ways. Got some good draw prizes. There's going to be some, I'm not familiar with them, but it's Seek One, which is a hunting group, YouTube hunting group's got a big group of followers. There's going to be some real tree outdoors folks. And, you know, if that's your thing, that, you know, there'll be people there, some of those there.
It looks like a fantastic tournament, you know, just go fellowship and catch some fish and things like that.
And I didn't bring it in here, but the top finishing high school team, and I don't know if that's two or three, I'm sure it's just two, but however that works, if you got a high schooler, well, there was an extra payout just for the top finishing high school.
That's awesome.
And there was one for the casting and catching that I meant to write down and I didn't, but it was 17 pounds and something. They got a $500 bonus for that. And with 17 pounds something, they also got, well, it would have been Jade Bragg and Cage Bragg, because they had 17-14 and they were the highest finishing parent child, so they got 30th place plus another 500 for being the highest finishing youth team. I was going to make my little boy, who could really not care anything, he's 10, about going and fishing, to go fish it, if it had not worked out for me.
It's always a good incentive to you know, $500 get me to do a lot of things.
We don't need to talk about that. I
didn't mean that.
Yeah. anyway, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, the weather's looking pretty good. It's actually not going to be cold. You might need your frog tog rain suit. There's a chance of a storm popping up, but if you don't have one, go get one. Other than that, you got an NBT out of Waterfront. Looking to it, and Honeycomb and a couple of other little Wildcats. Looking forward the weekend after that. I'm not sure where scheduling will be on us doing one. You got Foodland. Last I saw a few days ago, they had less than 20 spots left.
It was filling up fast.
It may be full. And I'm not fishing it. I've got a daughter graduating high school, and we got all kinds of things going on with that. So, and if the food land's full or you don't want to fish the food land, there is the Jackson County Rescue Squad out of Goose Pond the same day. I hate it when people put good tournaments on the same day, but that is the way it fell. And there's another tournament at Goose Pond that same day. You could go to Goose Pond.
John Woodall.
The John Woodall. Yeah. So you could go up there and fish two or three at once if you want to. Nothing wrong with winning two or three at one time. Most of the time,
certainly
those guys will let you do it.
I'll be looking for JD and Kevin up there.
Yeah. And I'll be looking for you and Butler up there. Y'all going to be gone.
No, we're fishing. We're going to be fishing the Rescue and the John Woodall.
So y'all are double dipping. All right. Here you have it. I have Tom Ott and Josh Butler. Top three for sure in those with 23-11. Might win with 26. It just depends on whether Tom catches that big in that day.
Yeah, we won it 2 years ago with 27 or 26. And then last year thought we had it won and lost it by a couple of pounds. And I think we had 25.
I've got the weights lower because the pros are going to be practicing. And it's going to be
– That's going to be –
Well, you've got 200 boats coming out.
And followers.
The pros don't start till the following week, but I think they can start practicing that weekend. So you got 200 boats of the food land, and then whatever happens out of Goose Pond, and then it's whatever. I mean, it'll be fun. And I'm probably not going. So,
change your mind by then, Pat.
Well, possibly, but I do have a graduation party the next day that I have to prep for.
That's important.
Yeah. Mama says so. The daughter says so. So, you know. Anyway. Until next time, Tom, thanks for coming.
Hey, I enjoyed it, Pat.
Appreciate it.
Thanks
for having
me.
Enjoy the floating grass. Have a good weekend.